Chrissy talked to us about almost passing out the first time he played the playoff game, just coming out and getting overworked. How do you kind of control playoff emotions? Do you want to control
For the most part, you treat it just like a normal game. Now, there is some added emotion, there's some added energy, there's added excitement, and you need to harbor that and use it the right way and channel it to use it for positive and don't let it overwhelm you. You know, having been here and played in four playoff games now since I've been here, I think I've got a handle on how to do that. But I think for the most part, you really don't treat it a whole lot differently than the other game besides using the crowd's energy.
JJ, how would you describe Rack's coaching style?
Rack's obviously been around for a long time, so he has a lot of experience, and he also has very good assistant coaches. So I think Rack is a guy who has a very good vision. He knows what he wants to do. He knows what he wants to accomplish, and he also lets his coaches coach and lets them do their job as well. So he's a guy that really can do just about anything. He doesn't do it very often, but if he needs to, he can get up in your face and be loud. But he also has that compassionate side where he can just kind of come up off the side and grab you and say, hey, we need this and we need that. So I think he's a guy that really kind of understands his players and understands how to handle each guy.
Did you get all the respect time that he got in your face and got a little loud?
Not me individually necessarily, but he's gotten into the whole team, that's for sure. And I take it personally when he gets into our whole defense.
Did you have some thoughts about Whitney being named the AFC Defensive Player?
Yeah, it's great for him. I mean, Whitney's obviously had a fantastic career. I mean, I think he finished like number six in the league in sacks. So it's a testament to his hard work, to all the time he puts in, and to his perseverance.
You had some great playoff games here. I mean, now you've only had four, but you've turned in some really big games. Are you excited to be back on that stage and chance to do that again?
Yeah, I think the playoffs are the goal, obviously. It's the goal to get to the playoffs and then to take it from there. So all you can do is take it one game at a time, and you need to play your best football in the playoffs, and so it's a great opportunity for us to go out there in front of our home crowd, fly around, have some fun, and enjoy ourselves.
JJ, the last couple of years, we don't talk about Brian Cushing as much. His name doesn't come up as much because of the injuries and the changes, but you talk to O'Brien, Romeo, a lot of people around the team. I mean, he's still a huge part of this defense, obviously. What's it like having him leading the unit and then all the stuff he does, pregame, locker room, meetings, just the personality?
I mean, he's a middle linebacker. Middle linebacker in any defense is going to be a guy that has a lot to do with what your defense is doing. And so he's the guy that's calling the plays in the huddle. He's the guy that's making the checks to the line. And he's very good at it, and he's been doing it for a long time. Cush is a guy who's intense, who knows what he's doing. He flies around. He gives it everything he's got. He gives his team everything he has. So we're very fortunate to have a guy like that in the middle.
How important is this kind of heart and soul to what you guys have been able to do this year, but even the last 4 or 5 years since you've been with this organization?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think anybody who's watched the team for a long time knows what Brian Cushing means to the Houston Texans. And he's a guy that I've been fortunate enough to play with for my time here so far, and I look forward to playing with him moving forward.
You talked about...
One sec, sorry.
You talked about Whitney.
Yeah, he was here for a while.
I got it. But how about your award for Player of the Week and then also the Deacon Jones for most sacks in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, when they asked me for a quote for that award, I believe I said it's individual awards are not individually earned, and that's the absolute truth. All these great awards that I've been fortunate enough to be put up for over my years in this league so far, none of them were earned by myself. They were earned with my teammates, with my coaches, with everybody around helping me get these awards. You know, it's not one man, and so I want to make sure that recognition is spread around to the whole team because they all helped me earn those things. I think you see him flying around, especially as the year's gone on. He's gotten better and better, and I think he does. You know, I mean, he's a guy who's been battling injuries for a few years now, and you always want to have that full season where you really can just let your hair down and fly, and I think he's been doing that this year. So, yeah, I definitely think he's happy to not be dealing with all the stuff he's had to deal with in the past.
JJ, how do you deal with Alex Smith's mobility, and how much of a weapon is that? How does it change maybe the way you attack their offense?
Yeah, I mean, he's a mobile quarterback. He can do a lot of things with his feet and with his arm. I mean, we're coming off a guy in Bortles last week who could also do things with his feet, so I think it's not comparing the two in any way, just saying that they both can run. And so that's one thing you have to worry about as a pass rusher is make sure that you're rushing the quarterback with being smart about keeping those lanes so that he can't get out and run.
Draw some good feelings about the way you played the second half, or how bad the first half?
Dale, I didn't draw one damn good feeling from that whole day. that was about as bad as it gets. But I, you know, a lot of people, no matter what, are going to look at that day as a turning point in our season. And I can see why they do it. And, I mean, obviously, when you look at the season as a whole, that you would consider that the turning point. But I don't necessarily think that that was some sort of monumental, colossal meeting and change and all this. I think it's just from that point on, we just started working on day-to-day the fundamentals of football, just the little things, playing good technique, playing our assignment, tackling better. And it was a gradual change. It definitely wasn't an overnight thing, that's for sure.
So, Dave, have you heard of this program watching 99 in Kansas City? It's a viral video going out, trying to reach out to 99-year-old Nick
Levy. Mm-hmm. I have heard about her. You know, that's the best part about our fans is there's incredible, crazy, wild stories every single day, from little kids just born to grandmas that are 99 years old. So it's incredible. It's awesome. I'm so fortunate to have such great fans. And, you know, when you're a 99-year-old fan, you're a big fan of me, you never know. Maybe I'll get a surprise every now and then. We just know it's our job to stop the run. It's our job as a defense to go out there and stop the running game and make sure that that doesn't hurt us, and then try and put them in the long situations on third down and get after the passer, which has been our plan all year. But especially in the second half of the season, that's why we've had a lot of success, is stopping people in the running game. I think in the last three games we've held people to something just over 100 yards total. So I think we've been doing a great job of that, but that's what I'm talking about when I say we need to be fundamentally sound, we need to play our technique, and we need to tackle. Because if we do those things and we can stop the run, then we get a chance to get after the passer in passing situations.
What conclusions can we draw from the fact that you guys played so consistently well in the second half? What does that say?
It says that we're playing better defense. We're practicing better. We're executing better. We're playing better. We're all very comfortable with each other. We're all very trusting of each other. We all believe in what we're doing, and everybody believes that the guy next to him is going to do his job and that you can count on each other. And I think our defense is playing extremely well because of that concept, because we all believe in what we're trying to do together. I'll be wearing the same thing I was wearing last week, just a little thing to make sure that it's protected, because it's still not fully healed. But, yeah, it's very nice to have it back, and I'm looking forward to playing another week with it back in use. Thank you, guys.